This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Eight stories that we're following today. I'll go through these quite quickly. First, stock market's up yesterday and futures point up today. For those of us or those of anybody that are equity holders, this is obviously good news. Second, the 10-year treasury yield closed about 1.584. And again, as treasury yields rise, that's likely to temper stock market growth. But I think that market observers will be pleased to see the stock market's holding its own as treasury yields start to recover some. Now, we'll see what happens when treasury yields really recover. Third, September saw a reduction in industrial production in the United States month over month, in largely to supply chain and labor shortages. Again, this is a seriously concerning issue, and we'll see how big an issue it becomes. Fourth, the S&P 500 is having a surprisingly great earnings season so far. For this last quarter, things have gone really well. 80% of companies are beating expectations. Fifth, used car prices are up 24% year over year. And again, this is really just a direct result of manufacturers not being able to manufacture cars because of chip shortages. So everything that some people already own, there's less inventory out there. So anything everybody already owns is viewed extremely positively. And so used car prices are up 24%. Older models are up 38%. So crazy numbers in the used car market. Sixth, Zillow stock is down 9.5% yesterday as it decides to halt its home flipping business for at least the rest of the year and probably into next year. Little did I know that Zillow's home flipping business represents 50% of its profits or more. Seventh, Amazon announced that it's trying to add 150,000 seasonal workers. This is an incredible amount. Amazon has 900,000 workers worldwide in the United States and 1.3 million workers worldwide. Walmart's trying to add 150,000 employees. Target's trying to add 100,000 employees. Amazon, in addition to 150,000 seasonal employees, is trying to add 100,000 more employees worldwide. And these, again, in a labor market where people can't find staff and can't find help, these numbers have a big impact on the rest of the labor market when these three big behemoth companies are hiring like mad as well. The eighth issue we're finding today is just fascinating. Disney is stock is down 6% this year, and it's basically based on the slowing growth of its Disney Plus streaming business. Disney Plus streaming business was really the company's savior through the pandemic as its theme park business got hit really hard and basically was closed down for large periods of the year. Now, as you see the streaming business slow down some, this is causing big headwinds in the stock price of Disney. I mean, it shouldn't be lost what a remarkable job Disney did fending through the pandemic when you have a business that was at least a significant part of this theme park business that largely got, you know, shut down, and what a magnificent job they did on Disney Plus. Now they're finding as they reach their first 100 plus million subscribers that growth is a lot harder to hoe given all the competition in the streaming business. In any event, those are the eight stories we're following today. Thank you for listening to the Scott Becker Private Equity and Business Update. Thank you very much.